This is Twit.
Well, this one's exciting because, again, with times like these, we could use any kind of excitement to just get us through to the next day. So this one's the Android Authority's got a really fun exclusive, couple of exclusive videos. The first one is showcasing what is called the LG Wing. Yes. It's like a bird. It wants to fly away. But kind of in a way that you would want to put it in your dash to use it like for that. Directions. So this is an unannounced phone. It has a secondary display that flips out in a twisting fashion. Now, when I'm thinking of this fashion, I'm thinking, I don't know if you guys remember a particular Nokia phone that used to flip out like this. So that you could flip it, you would get a full QWERTY, and then you'd be able to type and then flip it back and have like this nice candy bar phone. So that's what I'm getting vibes of from this particular thing. Now, in one video, as I mentioned, the vertical display shows navigation, while the wing display shows music controls, so kind of acting as this like centralized Android Auto dash that's not built in. Another video also shows some of the gaming possibilities, which that's kind of exciting just to think about. Hey, I got my controls on one screen. Actually, think about it like a Nintendo DS, a dual screen gaming device, if you will. Now, Android Authority believes that we will be seeing this device before year's end, but who knows with the way the year is going. At the same time, I imagine LG would want to try and like throw something out there to kind of, I don't know, to mess a little with the Microsoft Surface Duo and with, you know, the new Galaxy Fold. I feel like from a watcher's perspective, we're all just flies on the wall right now trying to watch these companies throw new ideas at us. And you know what? I'm here for it. I just don't necessarily have the money to buy it. So
I don't know. This one kind of puzzles me a little bit. The form factor, just, I appreciate that it's one of those examples of, I appreciate that it exists, but I'm still completely confounded by it. Ron, I'm really curious to hear what you think about this.
I love it. I love it. Sign me up. I want one right now. It's great. It's stupid. It's awesome. Why does it do that? My question is that, like, remember when we first started seeing foldables come up and we saw quirks in Android about how it handled the folding structure, you know, specifically with that, what was that one? Was it a Xiaomi one? The one that folded into like a origami thing, like the one that went from a small tablet and opened up like a piece of paper. I forget, was that Xiaomi or I forget who it was. But anyway, we saw like, you know, kind of quirks in how Android handled foldables. How does it handle the display on this? I mean, I guess it's identifying the second display as the smaller size, but how do you handle the orientation? Like, I've got to imagine it's going to be a pain for developers to make sure that it works, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Because the screens aren't the same size.
They aren't. Yeah, this is where, you know, if we had a developer on the show that understands kind of Google's work going into Android 10 and 11 to adapt to or to make it more friendly for foldable devices, maybe they would know more, you know, that it's, you know, that it's easier than we might assume to create a foldable with multiple size displays. Maybe it's as easy as just saying, yeah, well, one display is this size, the other is that size, and there it is, everything's done. But yeah, the twisting mechanism, it just confuses me. It's just one of those situations that I'm like, I love that it exists because it's weird, but again, why, I don't know.
I'm
confused on this one.
someone in the chat room says, Marsworm says, it reminds me of a Tetris piece. It looks like that little plus.
Yeah.
So very funny. Totally. Very, very funny.